Good evening. Without hearing any traffic on the repeater, at this time we'd like to start the Ronnie Information Net. And if for any reason anyone needs this repeater for an emergency during our net, please break in and someone will be happy to assist you. Calling the Ronnie Net. This is N2HTL. My name is Aaron and I'll be your net control for this session of the Ronnie Information Net. For this net, we'll be using the club call sign W2PE, which is the club call of the Radio Association of Western New York, also known as Ronnie. This is an open net, which means you may come and go as you like, and the net meets every Monday evening beginning at 7 p.m. local time on the following repeaters. W2EUP at 146.91 and 224.82, W2HKS at 444.0, and AB2UK at 29.68. This net has only one rule. You must have a technician class license or hired in order to check in. Club affiliation is not required to join the net. It's open to all amateurs. So wherever you can hear the Ronnie Information Net, you're encouraged to check in. And when checking in, please give the call W2PE. Release your push-to-talk like so to ensure you're not doubling with anyone. Then please give your call sign, your name, and your location. And of course, if you do have any questions, comments, or traffic for the net, please state that you have words, and you'll be given your turn when the time comes. Let's begin by looking for mobile or portable stations first. Any mobile or portable stations for the Ronnie Information Net this evening, please call W2PE. W2PE.
Good evening, Aaron and all on net. This is KA2GVY, Mike, in North Tonawanda with words for the net.
W2PE. Here's KB2, Hotel Sierra Hotel Portable. John on Grand Island, no comments. Good evening.
W2PE. This is KB2, GFZ, Ruth, in the town of Tonawanda. Good evening, Aaron.
KB2PE. This is KC2RBL, Lee, in the city of Tonawanda, and I'm portable. No comment this evening.
W2PE. This is KD2KSG with actually two questions for tonight. Bill in Amherst.
W2PE. This is KD2KEH, Ken in North Tonawanda, inbound to the class without comment.
W2PE. Here is N2JRS, Vince, mobile in Cheektowaga. Good evening.
W2PE. This is KK2M, Art Clarence.
W2PE. This would be N2ZDU, Joe in Amherst. Evening all, no traffic.
KC2IIZ, Chris in Williamsville, portable, no comment.
W2PE. KC2WTD, Lon in portable in North Tonawanda tonight. No comment. Good evening, Aaron. Everyone.
Aaron's a heck of a nice call-up. Let's hold things there. KC2WTD, good evening, Lon. Lon, will you be available later on this evening for a landline, just a short break of the net for a minute?
Yes, I will. I'll be home in about 15 minutes. Yep, no problem.
Okay, Lon, thanks so much. Let's welcome and acknowledge KC2IIZ. Good evening, Chris. N2ZDU, good evening, Joe. Good to hear you. KK2M, hi, Art. N2JRS, Vince, haven't heard you in a long time. Thanks for joining us. KD2KEH. Ken, are you teaching it or viewing it? Enjoy, my friend. Say hi to Kevin for me. KD2KSG, hi, Phil. Acknowledge your question. KC2RBL, hi to you, Lee. And KD2GFZ, good evening, Ruth. KB2HSH, hi, John. And KA2GVY, Mike, acknowledge your words for the net. Do we have any other mobile or portable stations for tonight's Ronnie Information Net? Please call W2PE.
W2PE. This is Ann, KD2NPT in Cheektowaga, no comment.
W2PE. K2KLD, Dean in Tonawanda, good evening, everyone.
Hi, Dean. Good to hear you, my friend. K2KLB is there, and hi, Ann, to you as well. Thank you for joining us. KD2NPT is there. All right. Do we have any general check-ins now? General check-ins for tonight's Ronnie Information Net. Please call W2PE.
W2PE. Here is K2LED, Bob, from sunny Tonawanda.
W2PE. WB2BEB, Paul from Grand Island. Good evening, all, and no comment.
W2PE. KB2TIN, Ross and Kenmore, listening. Good evening.
W2PE. This is KD2DKH, Doug in North Tonawanda. No comment tonight, Aaron.
All right, let's welcome and acknowledge KD2DKH. Hi, Doug. Good seeing you yesterday, by the way. KD2TIN. Hi, Ross. WB2BEB. Good evening, stranger. K2LED. Hi, Bob. Thanks for joining us tonight. Let's move on to some quick announcements. Quite a few things to talk about this evening. Don't forget that tomorrow, September 12th, 2017, 7 p.m., at the Church of the Nativity, 1530 Colvin Boulevard in Tonawanda, will be the very first meeting, the first general meeting for Ronnie for the 2017-2018 series. If anyone wants to, and I say that because we've got a lot of great programs coming up, one will sort of blend into another. So it is sort of a series of meetings, and you don't want to miss this because tomorrow is our first one, and we'll be doing a lot of recapping of what Ronnie did over the summertime. But most importantly, we're going to have a little bit of a primer on some of the programs that are going to be coming up in the next couple of months, including what the January home brew night item that you need to use to home brew something. And I think Mike might touch a little bit more about that a little bit later on than that. But also, one of the main topics we're going to be covering is QSLing, both electronic and paper, and how you can go about actually doing that, how you can be receiving QSL cards, what the Bureau's all about. But that's only, like I said, going to be a primer, because before we really need to get into QSLing, we're going to talk primarily about electronic logging. I know that it's not necessarily for anyone to keep a log anymore, but a lot of us do that just to keep track of awards, especially when it comes down to some of the contests that are going, like Settlewick 13 Colonies and some of the other contests that are out there. So we're going to be talking about electronic logging, and that's everything from the N3 FJP software to the logging that goes with Ham Radio Deluxe, and also Logbook of the World. However, I cannot promise anyone that I will get anyone signed up and operating on Logbook of the World, because if you want to ask Paul, WB2BEB, it took he and I almost 2 months to do it. And that's not a joke. we will be talking about LOTW as well as some of the other electronic logging programs that are out there. So again, don't forget the very first meeting tomorrow, Tuesday, September 12th, at 1530 Colvin Boulevard. It is the Church of the Nativity, where we always have most if not all of our meetings. So please come on out and say hi to your friends from Ronnie. The next Ronnie Breakfast Get-Together, which always happens every third Saturday of the month at the Boulevard Family Restaurant, 2487 Niagara Falls Boulevard in Amherst, right next to ABC Tool Rental, is going to be on September 16th, next weekend, 9 a.m. So come on out and have a great cup of coffee and some great food. They treat us very, very nice there, and you know, we like to show our support by continuing to bring as large of a crowd in there as we possibly can. So come on out and have an eyeball QSO and breakfast with your friends from Ronnie, September 16th at 9 a.m. This is just to mark your calendars, folks. September 26th is the next Ronnie board meeting, but I'll send an email out to every one of the board members before we get too close to that, so that nobody forgets. And before I forget, good luck to everybody heading out to the class tonight. I know it's already started, but get those extra class licenses out there. And Kevin, because you promised that if you stick with them, that you will get your license. So good luck to everybody, and hope you guys are making some really good progress. All right, before we get to our folks with words, let's see if we get any additional check-ins for tonight's Ronnie Information. That, if so, please call W2PE.
W2PE, K2AAT, Art in the town of Santa Mara. No comment, but good evening.
W2PE.
Good evening. N2LCJ, Tim in Cheektowaga, no comment.
Okay, let's welcome and acknowledge Tim. Good to hear you. N2LCJ is in there, and K2AAC. Hi, Art. Hope you're doing well this evening as well. Before I get to our folks with words, I had put this out last week, and I have to apologize to everyone who has been waiting for this, but I've been very busy with my daughter who's needing help out in the wood shop. I really don't want her hands being cut off by any of the power tools, so most of my time has been spent out there, most of my evening time has been spent out there helping her with some of the projects she's got going on for first year in college. My point is that I did announce the Ronnie Flash Mob, which is going to meet hopefully once a week. I know I said that last week, but you'll have to forgive me for just being busy. Family came first, I'm afraid. The Ronnie Flash Mob is going to meet on 10 meters, 28.410 megahertz. 2 weeks ago, a bunch of us got together, and we had a pretty good time. And I think I said that we had navigated up to 20 meters, 40 meters, and eventually wound up on 80 meters, where we scared up a couple of guys from around the country. So that's what the whole idea is to not only to get some Ronnie folks on the air, but use it as an exercise for folks who might be a little bit scared to get behind the microphone, to get used to operating HF, to get used to operating in a controlled net environment, but more importantly, to try to have a captive audience of folks who just naturally want to join a roundtable rag chew discussion. And I have created a text group of anyone who wants to join the Flash Mob. If you want to take part, send me an email at oldhamradio@gmail.com and just drop me your phone number and, of course, give me permission to text you. I'm going to assume you are, but, you know, I'm not going to spam anybody or anything like that. This is just so that when we meet on 10 meters or, depending on licensing class, we may meet on some of the other bands, just so that I can let you know that we're going to be getting together on the air and everybody can have that that message instantaneously. Once again, oldhamradio@gmail.com is the email address. Just drop me an email, tell me what your phone number is, and you'll be getting a text message once we get ready to go on the air. All right, let's get to our folks with words. Mike, you're going to be talking about tomorrow's meeting as well, so KA2GVY, please call W2PE and go ahead with your words.
W2PE, this is KA2GVY. Good evening, Aaron, and everyone on net. Just wanted to make an announcement of a new program that Ronnie is introducing. It was announced in the QSO, and Ronnie is proud to announce the concept of special interest groups. We had a lot of inquiries at previous meetings on some of the programs that we presented. One person came up to me and was interested in getting together and doing some Arduino experimentation. We've had other people approach other members about building antennas, also doing some contesting. They got in touch with Aaron. So our concept of special interest groups is that we've created small groups within the club that will meet outside of normal meeting times. So, for example, if people are interested in working with the Arduino, that's something that I'm going to be spearheading. Get in touch with me at the meeting, and we'll make arrangements for a couple of times a month to get together, maybe on a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday afternoon, and do some experimentation. And the whole concept of the special interest groups is we focus on a particular interest of a few members. So we would do experimentation on a particular item and then monthly report back to the general membership what we've been doing, what projects we've been working on or whatever, and also make announcements here on the net for the individual groups. So if you have a particular interest or a specialty that you're an expert in, for example, if you're using Linux in the shack and you wanted to start a Linux special interest group, by all means, head it up, and some people will join you, and you can meet maybe at Tim Hortons, meet at each other's houses throughout the month, and then report back to the general membership which you've been working on. So that'll help help us with educating people on particular topics that they may be interested in. So with that, I'll turn it back to Ned, and again, we'll be at the meeting to talk about it some more. W2PE, back to Ned, KGVY.
KGVY, this is W2PE with the Ronnie Information Net. Yes, thanks very much for that, Mike. Yes, and Mike had said he's going to be spearheading a group on Arduino programming. If anyone is interested in digital modes, especially the new FT8 mode that Joe Taylor, K1JT, has just, I believe, he has taken it out of beta mode, and he has made great improvements to the WSJTX software. Things along those lines. If anyone is interested in digital communication, especially using WSJTX, I will be spearheading that special interest group. So give those things some thought, and bring your questions, and whether or not you want to participate in the special interest group to the meeting tomorrow. We'll have a couple of sign-up sheets for people who are interested in getting started, and of course we can talk about this more at the meeting tomorrow. So hopefully put your thinking toques on, find out what you're interested in, and bring it to the meeting, and we'll be happy to go from there. All right, Phil, before we get to you, I just realized that this past weekend was the Lancaster Ham Fest. I'm just curious, a quick break here, just curious if anyone went. I wasn't able to go, but if anyone did go to the Lancaster Ham Fest and wants to report back on some of the goodies they found, how the attendance was, and so on and so forth, please call W2PE and just go ahead with your words. Okay, well, I hope somebody attended the Lancaster Ham Fest, and I hope a good time was had, and the Lancaster Amateur Radio Club did well with that. Let's take another look for check-ins, and then we're going to head over to you, Phil. Any additional check-ins for tonight's Ronnie information, then please call W2PE. All right, KD2KDE, Phil, please call W2PE and go ahead with your questions.
W2PE, this is KD2KSG, so in Amherst. And yes, I did go to the Lancaster Ham Fest. Same as last year, they did a fantastic job. A lot of nice things there, but of course, depending on what you're looking for. And great segue into the FT8, because one of my questions is, on the band activity side of the screen, there is a symbol, DT, Delta Tango. What does that mean? That is the first question, so I'll let you answer that first, Aaron.
You know what, Phil? Go ahead with the second question, because I'm booting up the software right now just so I'd be better prepared to answer it.
I got you on that one. The second question, and it was a great segue into QSLing. I received a shortwave listener QSL on EQSL. I responded to that, but how do I respond on QRZ or LOTW, or can I not respond on either one of those electronically? And should I just send a regular QSL card?
That is a good question. And I get, especially with museum ships, I receive numerous QSL cards, or mostly in the form of a report from a shortwave listener. And if anyone out there has ever done any shortwave listening or has submitted to a shortwave station back in the day when there was such a thing, before everything went internet, what you needed to do was listen to the station, depending on what their criteria was. You had to listen to the station for any given period of time. So sometimes they would say, listen for 15 minutes and report back on what you heard. So 9 times out of 10, what the shortwave listener is going to do is they'll say, I heard you on this frequency, and you made contact with the following stations, and you gave the following stations the following signal report. That just confirmed that they just didn't tune you on or tune you in, listen for like 15 seconds, and then just said, send me a QSL card. It's a very legitimate log. Unfortunately, it's not considered a two-way communication, which is really what LOTW or any of the other worked all states nets out there, or like OMIS or some of the other, like the NAFTA net, North American Traffic net. They need two-way communications in order to have that count towards an award. So it's great for the shortwave listener, but it really doesn't do anything for you. So for anyone out there who does receive a QSL request from a shortwave listener, please answer it. Please send back one of your cards. If you get it through EQSL, please respond to it. Because that's one of the things that I say when I'm announcing some of the upcoming contests. You don't necessarily have to go on the air and physically make contact with a special event. As long as you send them a brief log of the activity that you heard, say for about 15 or 20 minutes. and they will respond. So don't be afraid to send out a QSL request if you're a shortwave listener. But if you receive one yourself, please respond. Don't disregard it. But Phil, to answer your question, you really can't count it towards LOTW or towards EQSL, or you could just send one back, but it really doesn't count towards any awards. Does that answer that question?
Yes, it does. I wasn't looking for like a WAS or any type of contesting. Actually, he heard me on FT8, and the gentleman was in Italy, which I thought was pretty awesome. And I did respond back on EQSL and sent him, a nice little thank you note on that. Back to you.
That's it. That's perfect, Phil. That's great because he may or may not have a license, and whatever it is, he may just be going for a special award for a group he belongs to or a club he belongs to. So that was a good job right there. And as far as the DT goes, I honestly can't remember. And I hate to say that, but I will find out the answer and let you know. One of the reasons why I can't remember is because I don't have my Kenwood hooked up right now, so I'm not decoding anything. But I will get that answer for you, and if I don't have it by next net, I will give you a call, and I will give it to you directly.
Okay, I just happened to notice that when the DT, which is between the decibel and the frequency, when that gets to be like -2, -1.6, I seem not to be able to make a contact with anybody calling CQ. I didn't know if that had any bearing on anything. So not a problem when you find out that would be fantastic. And this is KD2, KSG, back to net.
Hi, Phil. Sounds good. Kitty 2KSG. This is W2PE with the Ronnie Information Net. One thing I do want to point out is that a release was made, I want to say, about a week or two ago to a new updated version of WSJTX that has, if it could get any better, a number of improvements to the FT8 format, one of which is more accurate coding and decoding of stations that automatically detect a CQ, and if you send a CQ, people that automatically respond to you. There were some glitches in that, and apparently that's been fixed, so if you haven't downloaded the latest version of WSJTX, go ahead and do it. It's right there on Joe Taylor's website. It's that Princeton site, and I'm sorry, I don't know what the URL is offhand, but I want to say it's like version 1.08 or 1.8 or something like that. Let's see if we have any additional check-ins for the Ronnie Information Net before we move on. Any additional check-ins, please call W2PE.
KB2 TIN.
Hey, KB2 TIN, Ross with a recheck. Go right ahead.
Yeah, sorry, I was a few feet away when you called for comments on Lancaster. Yes, I went to Lancaster. Wonderful, wonderful time. Beautiful weather, nice and cool and sunny in the morning. And the attendance was good. Saw boatloads of my best friends there. A lot of the vendors showed up. Missed a couple that were there last year that didn't show up this year. Missed the guy with all the Motorola stuff. Other than that, Rich, RW Antenna, was there, and a few of the other larger vendors. And I arrived there about 9:30, and I was the last one to leave the site. I parted at 2:37 in the afternoon. I was the last one off the site, so it was left clean and dry. KB2TIN.
Oh, that's good, Ross. That really is. KB2TIN, this is W2PE. Yeah, I hadn't been to a ham fest all summer, and that was one of the ones that I really wanted to try to get to. But it just was one of those weekends. So I'm glad it was well attended, and I'm glad that it was well attended. So that's great. Nothing on the horizon. I want to say that there's one coming up in January. I think that's a Lockport Ham Fest in January. I'm not 100% sure. There's nothing on the AWRL website yet, but as soon as there is, I'll be sure to put it out on the net. All right, I've got a couple of special events I want to announce. I think I announced this one last year, but this one's a heck of a lot of fun. The Route 66 on the Air, which began on September 8th, is running through the 16th. Head over to you know what, caught me off guard. I had it up, and I closed it down. If you do a Google search for Route 66 on the air, I'm sorry about this, folks. I can't believe I did that. Do a Google search for Route 66 on the air, and the website will come up. All the stations are there from Whiskey 6 Alpha all the way down to Whiskey 6 Mike. And I'm sorry, here it is, W6JBT, Whiskey 6 Juliet Bravo Tango .org is the website. And you've got all the stations from Whiskey 6 Alpha in Santa Monica, California, to Whiskey 6 Uniform in Wilmington, Illinois. Every one of these stations have some really nice QSL cards, and the goal, obviously, is to make as many contacts with them for a clean sweep. So it's going to the 16th of September, so you still have plenty of time to get in there and work the Route 66 on the air stations. Beginning on the September 13th, using the call sign Kilo 4 Mike India Alpha, it's the National Prisoner of War Missing in Action Recognition Day special event, sponsored by the PBSE Radio Society out of Loxahatchee, Florida. Observances of National POW MIA Recognition Day are held across this country on the third Friday in September each year. And this year it will be on September 15th, but the special event will begin on the 13th and run through the 17th. This day was established to honor our prisoners of war and those who are still missing in action. There will be many sister stations on the air, K4MIA 1, K4MIA stroke 5, K4MIA stroke 7, and K4MIA stroke 8. The main station is K4MIA, obviously. Very, very nice QSL card can be had by making contact with these stations. Head over to QRZ.com and do a search for K4MIA for more information, and always check your favorite DX spotting website for where these K4MIA stations will be located. Again, that runs from September 13th through the 17th. I thought this one was going to be a bit of a sleeper until I looked it up. On the 16th of September, it's the 240th anniversary of the saving of the Liberty Bell. Now, some people would just say, well, big deal, right? Well, a lot of people who run these special event stations really have no idea what they are holding the special event for or what the historical event is about. This one is a pretty serious exception. Beginning on September 16th and running to September 5th, I'm sorry, 25th, using the call sign Whiskey 3 Lima, this special event, sponsored by an individual actually, is going to be all about the saving of the Liberty Bell from British capture that occurred from September 16th to September 25th, 1777. If you want more information about this one, and there's a great historical piece that's on this page, head over to QRZ.com and do a search for Whiskey Victor 2 Mike. Once again, Whiskey Victor 2 Mike, or Whiskey 3 Lima will bring up the QRZ page. And again, check DX Summit, DX Watch, or any of the other favorite DX spotting software or websites for exactly where Whiskey 3 Lima will be. And this is a great history lesson as well, so try to hit this one up if you can. This is W2PE with the Ronnie Information Net, and one of the things that Ronnie is always very, very proud of is our involvement with the Boy Scouts of America, especially with W2SSR, with Camp Shulkoff, and various big kudos to Don, KD2FIL, for the work that he does with the Boy Scouts. But the Eastern Connecticut Amateur Radio Association, beginning on September 16th, using the call sign Kilo 1 Sierra, is going to be holding a Wolf Den Service Unit annual Girl Scout Camporee. The Girl Scouts have camporees as well, and the whole idea behind this special event is to get Girl Scouts on the air and learning about amateur radio at their annual camporee. So folks, if you are on the air and you're on 40 meters, 20 meters, 17 meters, or 15 meters, conditions permitting, again, they will be spotted. Try to listen for Kilo 1 Sierra and look for some of the young girls that are getting an introduction to amateur radio for the very first time. And if you hear Kilo 1 Sierra, please reach out to them and give them a big amateur radio hello and show them what this great hobby is all about. Again, September 16th, from 1200 hours Zulu to 2100 hours Zulu, look for station Kilo 1 Sierra for the Wolf Den Service Unit annual Girl Scout Camporee. All right, I've got one more piece of information. W2PE.
W2PE. This is KD2CFU, John in Tonawanda, no track.
Hi, John, KD2CFU. Thanks for joining us tonight. All right, folks, the last thing I want to leave you with tonight is if you've had a chance to tune around the bands, no doubt you've probably run into one of several hurricane watch nets that have been prevalent on 20 meters and 40 meters, especially with Hurricane Harvey and with Hurricane Irma. Irma slammed into Florida yesterday, and then it once it was downgraded to a tropical storm, it turned and headed towards Georgia. Regardless of what it did, it did cause a lot of havoc and a lot of upset to Florida. I don't know who on the net is a member of the ARRL, but one of the things that amateur radio operators are called to duty for is to aid in the communications efforts in times of natural disasters. One of the things that they did like to stress is the need for amateur radio operators to not necessarily go on the air, but to exercise caution and to exercise, in other words, be careful with your good intentions. In the aftermath of a natural disaster, they say it's human nature for persons outside of the affected area to seek information about their loved ones and to help out any way they can. If there is a net running, someone in Montana or in Alaska really cannot offer any assistance to people down in Florida unless they've got a slam-bang signal and are able to pass traffic outside of the affected areas. So one of the things that the ARRL stresses is it's human nature to help, but sometimes you're more of a hindrance if you get on a net and you try to give information that they are not looking for. So if you do stumble across any of the hurricane watch nets, listen, and don't react until you are specifically called on to pass traffic. What a net will usually do is they will go on there and they will receive messages, especially health and welfare messages, which are being sent slowly as the traffic heads out of the affected areas. But what they will do is they will call for specific areas to see if there are any hams listening who could relay traffic. If you listen to any of the hurricane watch nets, please listen for an inquiry such as that and don't break the net saying that you want to help. Wait to be called upon before you offer any assistance. All right, that's all I have for this week, folks. Let's take one last look for check-ins, and then we'll close the Ronnie information net down for this week. Any final check-ins, please call now. All right, with no further net business, let's close this session of the Ronnie information net down. We'd like to thank everyone for checking in this evening and remind you to please join us again next Monday evening at 7 p.m. local time on these same repeaters. As always, we wish to thank the Buffalo Amateur Radio Repeater Association, also known as BARA, for the use of the repeaters tonight, and to remind everyone to check into the BARA TechNet every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on these same repeaters. Keep in mind, folks, it is BARA repeaters that we use on a regular basis, so please consider joining BARA to help defray the maintenance costs that these repeaters need. More information about joining BARA can be found by going to their website at BARA Buffalo.com. And if anyone has any information, questions, or topics, or if anyone wants to get on the messaging list for the Ronnie Flash Mob, please drop me an email at aaron2htl@oldhamradio@gmail.com. Of course, if you have any questions or comments, you can send them that way as well. Or drop an email to Kevin at wa2fkv@arrl.net. On behalf of the Radio Association of Western New York, we'd like to thank everyone for joining us tonight and hope to see everyone again next week. If not, let's hope to see everybody tomorrow night for Ronnie's first general meeting, 7 p.m. at the Church of the Nativity. We now turn the repeaters back to normal amateur use. 73s to all. Have a great night and a great week. We'll talk to everyone again next Monday evening. This is W2PE, clear.
W2PE.
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 This is KD2. HGVY and 2HTL.
KD2GVY.
Yeah, did you call?
I was calling KHYWK, but I think somebody doubled with me.
I didn't hear Jim check in.
Oh, I thought he did. Okay. I'll give him a landline anyway. I sent him an email with some attached paperwork that I wanted him to review before I submitted. So I will go the old-fashioned route and call him on the phone. I'll also get in touch with you later. I know you texted me earlier, wanted to review some things for tomorrow's meeting. So I'm available all evening. So we'll talk to you later. KATGBY is clear.
Okay, have a good night. Yeah, my sister-in-law's coming over. I got to fix her phone. So once the little one gets to bed, I'll be free. You want to have two on, or do you want me to give you a landline?
Either way. I'm heading to the library in a little bit, and I'll be back shortly, but you're going to be occupied. So later tonight, I'll be down here. So try two first.
Okay, sounds good. Talk to you later. KATGBY, N2HTL.
KATGBY is clear.
W2PE. This is KD2TFZ.
Yeah, Ruth, go ahead. This is N2HTL.
Mentioning one of the stations that was relaying the weather from Florida.